White, South Boston, Massachusetts, November 18th, 1871. Dear Willie, I have risen quite early to get a few moments to write to you. Father returned from New York last night. He called on Emma Sturgis on his way and on his return. He stayed there two nights. He says they were very glad to see him. His visit to Dr. Trawl's was a perfect success. Today we go to New Hampshire. Leave Boston at 7 a.m. It is a hard, rough route, but we hope to be favored of God in our journey. Addie Merriam wrote me a few lines stating that you had an excellent meeting at Battle Creek and that you bore a good testimony. Oh, Willie, my dear son, how glad this made me. I am pleased to have you progress in your studies and glad to have you in good health. But above all, it rejoices my heart to have you make progress in the divine life. This progress is, above all, the most profitable in the end. We have temptations. This is the lot of all, but we are not obliged to yield to them. Says the Apostle, we are tempted when we are led away of our own lust and enticed. It is following our own inclinations that makes us weak and which brings us into condemnation. May the Lord help you, my dear boy, to be an overcomer, that you may obtain daily victories and finally have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father feels cheerful and happy. I am glad he is so free. My health is good. Father has taken some cold. How do things move on at our house? Do you think Mary is needed longer at the house? If not, have her go at once to Sister Lockwood's and be earning something for herself in the office. If she is really needed, all right, let her stay. How are you feeling? Like an orphan, or are you contented and happy? We pray for you every day that the Lord would bless you and preserve you and give you an abundant entrance into his kingdom. Do you hear from Edson? If so, write us if you have any news. Lucinda is improving. This journey is just what she needed to rest her. She remains at Brother Stratton's while we go into New Hampshire. We shall be gone from Friday till Monday. Then she joins us, and we go to Maine. The route is so hard and rough to New Hampshire, having to go many miles in stage and then private conveyance, we thought it would be a needless tax on her. Take good care of your health, Willie. Wear your best coat and pants. We will have you a good warm suit made by Salisbury soon. Don't dress cheap and careless. There is no need of it. I will write about it. Do you have plenty of time for study? I must say goodbye. Love to Brother and Sister Abby, Lily and Mary. Your mother.